My name is Demetrius Meacha Buckley. I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow. I like to read from my memoir, First Homes. This book is a work in progress. In late winter, my stepmom enrolled me in Noble, a Detroit public middle school. I didn't go back to live with my moms because I needed to understand something about the world, the people in it. Neither took on the role of being my mom. But over here, out of the darkest cloud, I was a 13-year-old boy in a world of misunderstandings. I know you like to fight, but try not to fight, Nina said. We were walking over I-96 freeway. The cars were flying under us. I was thinking about my sister Faye and what school would be like for her if I needed to protect her. No fighting. Nina stopped to look at me. Okay, I smiled. And I did. I kept my bras away from adult supervision. My father was home a lot, so a letter from my school would not get past him. Seeing pops fight police, uncles, neighbors, stepmom, whoever got in his way made me think twice about getting in trouble. I had to think of ways to fight with the cause, as he used to tell me in his stories. In the hot, moist living room on school nights, he told me that he caught a bullet with his teeth. The reason why one of his teeth was brown and crooked, that he broke a man's leg and ate it to survive, or when he jumped out a Black Hawk helicopter and landed in the river. The enemy, he said, was everywhere, and he was busting his gun until help came for him. I, and sometimes Faye, sat Indian style in front of him and listened with curiosity. It was my imagination that took me to his grand missions.